Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy weekend. Well, beginning of the weekend, and it's a special weekend, isn't it? Because it's Memorial Day, and usually it's Angela who is greeting everyone. But today, we want to congratulate Angela and her daughter, because her daughter had her fourth child on, what day was it? It was on Wednesday morning. So Angela is helping out with her other three grandchildren and now the fourth. So she is hopefully listening this morning, but she is not going to be here on the radio. So I'm going to be soloing it today. And in our 10th year, I have only soloed it once. So hopefully I can get through the show today and we'll all have a great time. So I'm going to be depending on so many of you to call in on the show as well to help me out. So so let's do that today. So, you know, we always start out the show by talking about what is special about today. And we're going to do a special little tribute to Memorial Day. But let's talk about what else is special about today. And all, as all usual, they have nothing to do with real estate. But people like to hear about them. So today is Amateur Radio Military Appreciation Day. Now, I didn't know, you know, I knew that there was an amateur radio day, but this is a special one for military. So Amateur Radio Military Appreciation Day. How about that? Also, it's End of the Military Ages Day. Now, that's an interesting one. I'll give you a little history on that. On this day, May 29th, in the year 1453, that's a little before my time. And how about the producer? A little before your time as well, isn't it? She's we have a new producer today, and her name is Lauren. So I'm going to get Lauren on the radio as well to say hi. Good morning, Lauren. Lauren, do you know how to use the microphone to say hi?
Oh, yeah. Way before my time.
Way before your time, 1453. Well, it was the day that Constantinople, which was the capital of the Byzantine Empire. Now, I did learn about that in school. That actually fell to the Ottoman Empire. How about that? Back way back in 1453, that was supposedly the end of the Middle Ages. So we celebrate that today. How about that? So if that was the Middle Ages, does that mean that we're the New Ages? I don't know. What do you think? I don't know. Anyway, it's also International Cuckoovon Day, also known as International Rooster with Wine Day. Now, I don't know that if you translate cuckoovon, which is a dish, that means rooster with wine. I know Angela would be giving me, you know, all sorts of things to say about that, but I don't know. It's also International Day of United Nations Peacekeepers. How about that? And learn about Composting Day. Now, I have never composted. I know some of our listeners do that, but I don't have enough room in our yard to do composting. And it's also what a lot of our listeners like is it's International Jazz Day. Now, when we hold an open house, we put on light jazz, which is a soothing kind of music when we have an open house. It's also World Digestive Health Day. I don't know if that means to chew your food better or to eat different kinds of food. I don't know. It's also Paperclip Day. Now, there are many versions of the paperclip, and they started out in the 1860s, and they did not look anything like the paperclips that we have today that have that are made of wire and folded with two different or three different folds to them. And it's now this is a weird one. And I've never heard of this, but some of you may have. It's put a pillow on your fridge day. Anybody heard of that? Now, it started out by putting a piece of cloth on your larder. Now, a larder was that came prior to the refrigerator that helped keep your food cold. And it was a sign of good luck. But then it morphed into when GE came out with their refrigerator. And that morphed into a pillow and came in with put a pillow on your fridge day for good luck. Yes, our producer is giving us a strange look like, what on earth do people celebrate? I have no idea. And it's National Biscuit Day. So how about that for biscuits? But more important than that, it is Memorial Day weekend. So I read this little tribute to give a history of Memorial Day last year, and I'd like to read it all again. Memorial Day honors men and women who have died while serving in the U.S. military. It began many years ago following the Civil War, a war in which more soldiers sacrificed their lives than in any other previous conflict. Now, after that war ended in 1865, the first national cemetery were established. And by the late 1860s, Americans started having springtime tributes to fallen soldiers with the decorating of graves with flowers and the saying of prayers. And then on May 5th, 1868, a proclamation was made by then General John Logan, commander of the Grand Army of the Republic, which was a Northern Civil War veterans organization. He called for a day of decoration and national remembrance, and he called for it on May 30th of that year. He called for flowers to be placed on the graves of perished Union soldiers. May 30th was chosen for the observation, as it wasn't the day of any specific Civil War battle. Now, on the first observation, General James Garfield made a speech at Arlington National Cemetery, where 5,000 people decorated the graves of 20,000 both Union and Confederate soldiers. The day was known as Decoration Day at the time and specifically honored those who had died in the Civil War. During the following years, northern states began holding similar events. New York became the first state to officially recognize the holiday, and by 1890, all northern states had done the same. Southern states held different days for honoring their dead at the time, not observing the day until after World War I, a time in which the day also began being used to honor the dead from all wars, not just the Civil War. The name changed from being known as Decoration Day to Memorial Day over time, and the name change began in the late 19th century, but was not widespread until World War II. My dad, by the way, called it Decoration Day for many years. While a few dozen cities claimed to be the birthplace of the holiday, in 1966, the government recognized Waterloo, New York, as its official birthplace. They had observed the day on May 5th, 1866, and had since held the community-wide event where businesses were closed and residents decorated cemeteries. In 1968, the Uniform Monday Holiday Act was passed by the government, and the holiday was moved from May 30th to the last Monday in May. This went into effect in 1971, the same year that the holiday also became an official federal holiday. The day has been commonly observed by visiting of cemeteries and memorials and the watching of parades that often have military personnel and members from veterans organizations in them. The National Moment of Remembrance Act was passed in December of 2000, asking for amendments Americans to pay tribute of respect at 3 p.m. local time on this day by observing a moment of silence. The day is also seen as an unofficial start of summer, with parties, family gatherings, barbecues, and cookouts being popular. I want to give a tribute to all those families that have lost members and say we have a great country. And spend some time, talk to your children about where Memorial Day really is. It's not just a time for families, but it's a time to remember those who have served. So, welcome to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. God bless everyone, and we'll be back and talk about some real estate.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or require 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard, except today it is without Angela because she is staying home helping out her daughter who had a baby this week and watching the three siblings, and we appreciate her doing that. But now it's just up to me the first time or the second time in 9+ years that I have done the radio show by myself, and I miss her on the other side of the table. I guess there'll be no bantering today. Maybe I'll have to do some bantering toward her in her absence and see if I can do that. No, I'm not going to do that. Anyway, we're your problem-solving realtors here on the radio. We come to you every Saturday morning to talk about what's going on in real estate in Northeast Florida. It's meant to be a question and answer show, so I really do hope that I get some calls asking questions or making some comments, whatever you prefer. We're going to give you some news and advice. After all, the more houses that sell and the sooner that they sell, make it better. And they sure are selling sooner than they have in previous years. Before we get started on things, we have a contest for you. Everybody knows what DIY means. Even Lauren, our new producer, she's shaking her head. Yes, right. Lauren, why don't you get on the line again and say hi to everybody so we know who you are. You're going to be taking over as producer for us. And tell everyone, you have a blog, don't you?
Hello, everyone. Yes, I do, which is currently under construction.
Under construction. What's your blog going to be about?
So it is essentially basically everything under the sun, but with an attitude of collectivism.
So, collectivism?
Oh, yeah. So a streamline of creatives. Correct.
And what is collectivism as you define it?
Absolutely. So collectivism essentially is the idea that eliminates competition. So there's no reason why we can't work together instead of working against each other.
So, okay.
Yep.
I like that.
Excited.
I like that. If everybody works together and do unto others as others do unto you. Or...
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Okay. I mean, treat other people like you want people to treat you. Okay. That's part of that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right. Well, we appreciate you being here today and look forward to having you in the future. All right.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you being here and working the mic and working all the buttons and answering the phone. All right, and we're going to give you a chance to have that happen because we're going to start a contest now. And you shook your head when I said DIY, which means do it yourself. And lots of homeowners do it yourself. If I asked everyone, what is the most attempted do-it-yourself project, most of you would probably guess what it is, and it's painting a room. And actually, 58% of people have actually done so. But what is the number one project that homeowners believe that they have failed at, that they've attempted? The number one project that people have tried that they believe that they have failed at. So call us with your guess. And the phone number, of course, is 904-222-TALK. That's 904-222-8255. Is it replacing a water heater or building a fence or an electrical project or one of my favorites when I was young, wallpaper? Oh, gosh, I hated doing wallpaper. Is it power washing? Is it installing a window or installing a light fixture or some electrical work or replacing a shower head or, you know, so many other things that, people may have tried, doing some landscaping and say, oh, my God, I dug a hole in the wrong place for that shrub. So many do-it-yourself projects that people try. What are the ones that people say, gosh, I did it the wrong way? It doesn't necessarily mean they should have tried it with a professional, but or had to call a professional, or maybe they did, but they did it wrong. They had to do it over again. They had to go on YouTube and look at three different YouTube videos to make it right. But what did they think that they failed at? Or their spouse told them, hey, we're not having you do that again, or I'm going to do that instead of you because I don't think you did it right. So call us with your guess. And Lauren, have you done any do-it-yourself projects at home?
Oh, plenty. That's what I do.
You do? Have you failed at any?
Plenty.
Plenty. Okay. All right. Well, you're not allowed to call in for the contest, okay? All right. Well, let's talk about what happened this past week. Angela usually does this part, but according to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condos, 924 offers got accepted. That's down about 7% from last week, but still 924. That's really good. You know, a lot of times, as soon as homes come on the market, they get sold. 585 new homes came on the market. That's up 17% from last week. The week before was down 17%, but this week 17% came back on. 313 of the 585, well, they're already under contract. And 88 of them, they're already under contract. How about that? They went on the contract the very first day. And guess how many of them closed? How many closed this week? 792 of you closed on a house. So what do we say? Congratulations. And we give applause for the congratulations. All right. Anyway, there you go. A little late, but still pretty good. Thanks for that, Lauren. All right. Now, what about interest rates? You know, they've been fluctuating a little bit. They've come up for the last few weeks. They were down below 3%. But guess what happened this week? They came down to below 3% of it. 3% again. Yes, right. The 30-year rate fell 0.05 to 2.9%. Hey, do we have a caller? We do. Let me go to the caller. In fact, I think we got two. So, good morning, caller.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well, that voice sounds familiar.
I'm going to call in and guess the contest.
Oh, my gosh. Is that Angela on the phone?
No, I'm not. I'm just calling in to say hey to everybody. Happy, 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 happy Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
My grandson. I'm so excited. His name is Beau. He's so cute. and I'm just having family time this weekend. So you all forgive me for not being there today. It is what it is, and I apologize, but I know everyone who has a family understands. And you did a fabulous job, and the tribute you just did for Memorial Day was beautiful, beautiful.
Well, good.
You are excellent, and you know what? I think I can take off more Saturdays because you're doing a great job.
Oh, no, you're not allowed to take off any more Saturdays. The show is just not the same without you being on the other side of the table here, giving me all sorts of trouble.
Very nice compliment for you to give me. I appreciate it. You know what? It's nice to be missed. I have to tell you, I'm enjoying what I'm doing. Don't get me wrong. I'm in the moment. But I'm also listening to the show because the show is just so, you know, near and dear to my heart. And I miss you and I miss being there. And it'd be, you know, it's always more fun when we're bantering back and forth. But you're really doing a great job. And I hope other people call in and say, hey, and give you an encouragement to
okay.
make it to the end of the show.
Well, good. I'm not going to let you guess. I know.
I did have a guess, and I don't know the answer because, you know, everybody knows you never tell me the answer.
That's right. I never do.
But I'm not really going to guess because I think I know the answer.
You do? You think so?
I think we've talked about this in years past. So unless the project has changed, I feel like I remember.
I don't know. Well, we'll find out. You'll just have to keep listening. And making
a big
decision. You know what your big decision is at any given moment? Which
what?
One of the grandchildren you're going to be playing with at any given moment?
I know. And they all want to do different things. I'm going to go in the pool. You know. So anyway, it's so fun. I have to tell you, this is the best part of being a grandparent. Is
yeah.
just hanging out with them and doing that.
Well, you know what you also missed this morning?
What's that?
It was a great top-down day to drive in to the studio.
Oh, yes, I did miss that. I've been driving a minivan for the last week.
Yes.
It is not my style.
Not your style. Okay.
It's not my style there, but yes.
And our new producer, Lauren, is doing a great job, so we appreciate Lauren being here today. There's a big smile on her face.
Lucky?
Yes.
No, I actually thought we weren't going to be able to replace Alan, but I think she's going to do fantastic.
Okay. Well, there's a big smile on her face. Well, thanks for calling in, and you're the first caller of the day, as you know. So I hope that encourages other people to call in, whether it's to say, whether it's to give a Memorial Day tribute to someone, or just to say hi, or to ask a question.
All of that sounds great. Absolutely. Call in, y'all. Talk to Howard.
All right.
We love it when people call in.
Right. And
you all have a blessed weekend. Enjoy your time off. Take special care. Make Monday worthwhile since you're not going to be at work. And I love what Howard said. Talk to your kids about what Memorial Day really is to make sure that they know
how we got here. Right. That it's a great country, and it's because of people that gave their sacrifice to make it a great country for all the freedoms
Absolutely.
That we have.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for calling
in. You're doing a good job, Howard. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Angela.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, what a surprise that was. Thank you for calling in, Angela. So we were getting to interest rates. They fell 0.05 of a point to 2.95. So now we are under 3% again. So if you're thinking about buy, now is the time to either buy or refinance. And Christine Kennedy can help you to get fully approved to make your buying easier, to get your bid, the winning bid. The 15-year rate fell 0.02 of a point to 2.27. Oh, my gosh. 2.27. Wow. That's just unbelievable. And the FHA rate is around 2.63. You know, you only have to put down less than 3% and get a rate of 2.27. That's free money. You know that there are people that are buying homes that have the money to pay cash, but instead are getting a loan because it's cheaper to get a loan and invest the money and make more money on investments. How about that? That's great. Hey, we want to answer your questions. We got more things to talk about, like, should you invest in things in your house thinking that, will I get the money back? We're going to tell you about that when we get back. So you stay with us, everyone. We're going to answer your questions. We want you to guess the contest. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The White House is downplaying the rising price of gasoline, even as record numbers of Americans travel this holiday weekend, shelling out on average about $3 a gallon for regular unleaded nationwide. That's the highest price in 7 years under the new Biden administration policies, which are not friendly toward fossil fuels. Republican Senator Todd Young of Indiana was thwarted this week in getting the bill passed. He was trying to get through the Senate that would help innovators keep up with China, the Endless Frontier Act, a $200 billion private-public investment in high-tech companies. He says it will eventually pass in early June, and when it does, he says that people will be able to look back at 2021 as a year that Congress helped American innovators keep pace with China. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow was up 64 points, the NASDAQ gained 12. Oil prices were down by 53 cents a barrel. This is SRN.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and a question we often hear is how does a local store like Underwoods stay viable against national or international competition? And we have a simple answer. At Underwoods, we've never wanted to be the biggest. What we've always tried to be is the best. If you take this approach, there's some things that come to mind immediately, like fine quality merchandise bought by our experts and high levels of service delivered by a staff of professionals that are helpful and know what they're doing. Then there's some things you don't really think about, like the finer a gemstone, the more rare it is. And these gems are not mass-produced or repeatable because they were made by God millions of years ago, so they don't always fit into the big multi-store national merchandising schemes. At Underwoods, we buy these finer, rare gems and create jewelry pieces that'll become the heirlooms of tomorrow. These kind of pieces are available right now at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Pontevedra.
It's all about getting the most out of summer. And with certified refurbished from eBay, you can enjoy 100% of summer with up to 50% savings on top brands, plus a 15% off coupon through Memorial Day. So tackle your to-do list and break out the playlist with like new products from the brands you love. We're talking Bose, Works, iRobot, and more, all at up to 50% savings. And now through Memorial Day, get an extra 15% off coupon to save even more with certified refurbished. Shop Memorial Day savings at eBay today.
Start with everyone with a brand new puppy they cannot leave home alone. There he is now, disemboweling a sofa. Now narrow it to the puppy parents who need to get their prescriptions refilled today. For you, there's Walgreens same-day prescription delivery. Medication sent right to your door from the local Walgreens you already know and trust. So you can spend all day at home teaching your new puppy some manners. Elroy, roll over! Or just sit there and tilt your head. Aww. To join, text JOINRX to 21525.
I'm Mark Kinder with Affordable Water. If you're considering a water system for your home or business, be sure you only work with licensed companies. A normal business license doesn't require any testing or experience. Licensed water companies have to go through educational classes and pass tests. We are licensed, insured, and have 30 years of serving Jacksonville. Affordable Water, 262-0197. Affordable Water, 262-0197. License number W32.
Come see Affordable Water this weekend at the Home and Patio Show.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Mostly sunny today with an isolated afternoon shower and a high of 92. Partly cloudy, down to 68. Sunshine again tomorrow and Memorial Day with a high of 88 both days. The same for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Friday, a mix of sun, clouds, and a 50% rain chance, and a high of 87.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela is not in the studio today. She is taking care of grandchildren today, but is listening on the phone. We hope you all are having a good morning. And if you haven't been outside yet, it is just a wonderful, gorgeous kind of day. So we hope you're going to enjoy it on this Memorial Day weekend with a tribute to all those folks that gave the ultimate sacrifice to making our country great. And I want to start out the segment by reminding everyone what the contest is. which is that you could probably guess that the most attempted DIY, do-it-yourself project by homeowners is painting a room. 58% of you have done so. But what's the number one DIY project that homeowners believe that they have failed at? Or at least their, you know, mate or spouse may have said, hey, you failed at that. You're not doing that again. Let me take over. Anyway, we've got a caller. We've got Mark on line one. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning.
How are you today?
I'm happy, happy, happy.
Oh, you're a regular listener because you know that Angela has a big smile on her first face listening from home, and you know that she does that all the time.
Absolutely.
Well, good. How can we help you today?
Well, I'm going to make a guess at your question first.
Okay.
And I'm thinking it's plumbing.
It is plumbing. The first caller with a guess got it right. It's replacing a plumbing fixture. Great job. I'm going to applaud you for that. All right. Congratulations.
Well, that's one of mine. That's one of mine because it seems like I can Teflon tape it. I can plumber's putty it, and it still leaks.
Yes. Well, interestingly enough, I didn't think it was that. But number two, by the way, was replacing of flooring. You know, a lot of people try to buy the plank flooring and put that in. That was number two. Number three was a big surprise to me. It was painting. Because they get the other color of paint on the trim or drip it on the floor or, you know, they look at it afterwards and say, oh, my gosh, it just doesn't look good. So they say, I failed at this, whether it was picking out the wrong color or one part just isn't, you know, needs another coat or whatever. And number four was installing a light fixture. How about that? Well, good. So you have a question for...
I can do electrical, but I can't do plumbing.
There you go. Well, before you have a question for us as well.
I do. You know, everything seems to be going, real estate seems to be going for overbid pricing.
Yes.
Or I'm sorry, over, you know, ask price. Is there a percentage that it seems to be going over the asking amount?
No, because it really depends on the value of the property. We have seen some that go $10,000 over when it's a $250,000 sale. And it just depends actually how many people are in the bidding process. There's no particular thing. The question that you have, if you're a buyer, the question that you have to ask yourself, if you know that there are a lot of people bidding, and sometimes we know that because we as realtors will ask the selling realtor, you know, how many bids have you gotten so far? And sometimes they'll tell us. Sometimes they'll say, well, so far we have 15. So far we have 20. So far we only have two. The question that you'll have to ask yourself is, how much should I offer so that I won't kick myself if I don't get it and say, gosh, I wish I had bid $1,000 more. In other words, you know, I really want the house. So let's say the house is $200,000. And of course, you're not going to know how much it ultimately goes for until it goes to closing because the agent can't tell you, the selling agent can't tell you until it closes because you never know that the ultimate buyer may not, you know, go through all the way to closing. So you got to ask yourself, okay, maybe I should offer 210, but what if the winning bid is 211? Will I kick myself and say, gosh, I should have offered 211. So that's the thing that you should ask yourself. And you can't say, but it's really only worth 209 because, you know, the one down the street just sold 2 months ago for 209. Doesn't matter what others are selling for because they're going up so quickly because there's kind of an antidote going around. Some people say, well, I want to look for something a little bit nicer. So I want to increase what I'm looking for because your agent may tell you in kind of a snarky way, well, we could wait till tomorrow because tomorrow this one's going to be a higher price. Do you know what I mean? Because prices are going up so quickly that this same house is going to be worth more tomorrow than it is today. So, I mean, I got a little off track there. But the thing that you should offer is, what are you willing to not say to yourself, gosh, I wish I should have bid more? I mean, that's what the market is right now. And wow. It's unfortunate to say that for buyers, but that's what it is. And, you know, the good thing is we live here in the metropolitan area, and I presume you're calling locally. It's worse in other places. You go to Washington State, you go to Spokane, you go to Denver, and stuff has gone up 30-40% in a year. It's not that bad here at all.
Yes.
So, and I'm going to tell you what those figures are in a little bit, because everybody wonders, you know, what is it? So I'm going to tell you in just a bit. Tell everybody in just a bit. But we want to thank you for calling and guessing. I'm going to send you back to Lauren, our new producer, and she's going to get your full name and address so I can send you a gift card. By the way, I owe two other people gift cards, and this is the weekend that I'm going to send out those letters and those gift cards if any people are wondering. All right?
Okay. Well, thank you, and thanks for all your help.
You are welcome, and I want to thank you for listening to the show. We appreciate all of our listeners every single week. Thank you so much. We're in our 10th year now. All right. Thank you so much. In fact, why don't I get to that part of the show where I talk about, you know, what has happened. And so let me get to that. Let me get to that page. Because people ask me, how is the market? You know, it's one of the favorite questions that we have as realtors. And we've talked about, we've told listeners many times on the show that if you get that, you get this answer from a realtor, great. And that's really a poor answer, because it really depends on whether you're a buyer or a seller. For example, if you're a buyer looking for a great deal, then the answer is it's not a good market for you. If you're a buyer with cash moving from a very expensive area of the country and you're not, you know, that particular about what you're looking for, because you come here and say, oh my gosh, this is like I've hit the gold mine. Because houses here are so much cheaper than other parts of the country, then to you, it's a great market. If you're an average buyer with little money down looking in a very desirable neighborhood, and you say to yourself, I would never pay the full asking price, and you want a home that's in perfect condition, then I want to tell you, it's a bad market for you. If you're a seller, then generally it's a good market. But if you want a price 25% above market value, well, then it's a bad market for you. Bottom line is, the market depends on whether you want to buy, whether you want to sell, and the circumstances of you as a buyer or you as a seller. And Angela and I are going to ask you a bunch of questions to determine what your circumstances are, to determine whether it's a good market for you or a bad market for you. Depends on your house, depends on where it is, depends on what condition it is, or depends on what you want to buy. But let's take a look at some of the numbers for residential property from the local multiple listing service anyway. Now, this first number is year to date through the end of April, comparing the number of homes sold. So year-to-date, 2021 compared to 2020 in the multiple listing service here in Northeast Florida. We've sold 24% more homes. Now, and the median price is up 14%. And I told you, like in Denver and in parts of Washington, like Spokane, 40%. How about that? We're up here 14%. Now, comparing just in the month of April, because the house prices started going up a lot more in this year. So if you just look at April, the median price is up 20%. 20%. I'm going to tell you more after the break, but now, days on market, 22 days. But actually, it's less than that. And I'm going to explain that when we get back from the break. But anyway, so stay with us. We got more to talk about when we get back. We'll be right back.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. It's Saturday morning, and of course, it's Saturday morning between 9 and 10 o'clock. It's Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela is listening in at home today, taking care of grandchildren because she has a brand new one. And of course, mom needs a little bit of help. So anyway, she is listening from home. And we have a request that Mark, who called in and answered the contest correctly, call back in because the phone got disconnected. So Mark, if you would call back in so we can get your address so I can send you that gift card. Before the break, we were talking about the market, and what I was saying was median days on market is only 22 days. Oh, my gosh. This time last year, it was about 45 days on market. So homes are selling much, much quicker, and we already knew that. By the way, there's only 1 month of homes available to sell. And what that means is if no other homes came on the market, none, then all of the available homes would be gone in a month. And we consider a balanced inventory 4 months of homes on the market. So we need three times as many homes to be on the market to for it to be considered a balanced market. Now, here's another interesting one. The number of active listings, so they're not under contract, these are active listings, is half of what it was last April. Half. This is what I mean by homes are coming on the market and they're getting sold very, very quickly. So shortage of homes, multiple offers, and hence price increases. How about that? Now, some people are selling their homes on their own, and that's okay, but you probably need a realtor. We had a call 2 weeks ago off the air, and you know, sometimes we do a segment called "Uh-oh, Wish I Had a Realtor." Well, here's a situation. We got a call about a situation that occurred at a closing that this person was involved in as the buyer. So this was between two individuals, neither of whom were represented by a realtor. The seller, who was a, as we call it, a FSBO, F-S-B-O, for sale by owner, he put a sign in his yard to sell his home on 1 acre of land in Middleburg. After about 2 weeks and a couple of showings, the buyer and a seller agreed on a price. Now, the buyer, he liked the simple layout of the home, and he liked the fact that there was an 8-foot by 10-foot storage shed that was put on a concrete slab next to the home. The shed even had electricity so that he could use it for his hobby of woodworking. The seller found a sales agreement on the internet, and they both signed it, and the seller found a title company to do the transaction. Now, the buyer was sort of a handyman, and he did his own inspection. Now, we'd never recommend that, but anyway, did his own inspection, didn't find anything wrong, and that was not the problem. So the buyer did a walkthrough the morning of closing, and everything was fine. The closing was set for 4 p.m. that day. During the signing of the paperwork, the seller told the buyer that, by the way, I have to apologize for the deep tire marks, the ruts next to the slab, saying that the big forklift truck that removed the shed was heavy and left tire marks. And the buyer said, what? Yeah. The seller said, well, I unhooked the electricity and took the shed because it was not part of the deal. And the buyer said, wait a minute. This shed was on the property. It was, you know, hooked up to electricity, and he thought it was part. He said, wait a minute. I bought the house. I bought the shed. The shed was on the property. It wasn't one of these plastic sheds that you buy for $400, and, you know, or $600. It was a real wooden shed. Well, the seller said, well, he purchased the shed for $3,000 after he bought the house, and he set it on the slab. He had the slab, you know, put in, and then he added an electrical circuit from the house. And but he said, since it's personal property, he said it isn't part of the home because he bought the shed and put it on the property. He thought it was personal property. Well, the buyer thought it was part of the sale and therefore part of the property, as it was a permanent type of structure. It was on a slab, and that it seemed to be installed in that it had electrical hookups, even with a light switch and a plug inside. Well, regardless of that, I said, what did the contract say? Well, the contract didn't mention anything about the shed. So the prospective buyer had no shed, and now he had deep tire divots or indentations if he were to buy the house. Oh boy, what a problem. Well, the buyer still wanted the house, and the seller still wanted to sell. Luckily, the title company employee negotiated an amendment agreement to reduce the selling price by $2,000 and try to create a win-win. So with the $2,000, the buyer could get a new shed instead of one that was a few years old, and the seller still got to sell his house. You know, we tell these stories as a learning experience because Angela and I never want you to say or even think, uh-oh, wish I had a realtor. And it all boils down to, what did the contract say? Well, a realtor could have helped, because the contract that we use is one that has been tested. It's 11 pages long, and we address all of the concerns that have ever come up in years and years and years. And we make sure, for example, that we go over all of the things that are included and not included in the transaction, whether that be TVs that are mounted on the walls, refrigerators, appliances, washers and dryers, and yes, even storage buildings and microwaves and pools and pools equipment, even if it's an above ground pool. We go over those things. There are things that buyers and sellers don't know that they don't know. And we know all of those things that we discuss with the buyer and the seller, and that the other agent on the other side discusses with the buyer and the seller. So there's none of those disagreements at the closing table. Everything from repairs that are requested and done or not done, whatever, there's an agreement before you get to the closing table. So you never have to say, uh-oh, wish I had a realtor. These are important things that need to occur. Now, by the way, if you are the seller, I mean, if you're the buyer, there is no cost to you because the seller is the one that pays the commission. If you go to a builder, the builder has set aside money that comes out of a separate account that pays the commission. So you're not going to get a better price with a builder if you go with a realtor. There is a person that represents, that's sitting at the seller's, the builder's side. Remember whose side they are on. They are representing the builder. They're not representing you. Even though they're there, they're smiling, they're saying they're helping you, but they are representing the builder. You need somebody representing you. Make sure there's a realtor on your side, because you don't know what you don't know. It's very, very important. We will give you the advice that you don't know. Hey, the Van Wees just walked in, and they're going to tell you about what's happened this past week. And I don't know whether he has a thumbs up or thumbs down. And he's not looking at me yet to indicate that. We do not have a hot deal of the day. It's Memorial Day weekend. We're not going to do an open house today. But we do want you to know that it is very important, again, to speak to your children and or grandchildren about what makes this day a really good weekend and why they're not going to school on Monday. Now, if school is out for the rest of the year, it doesn't matter. Speak to your children about what makes Memorial Day special and what it is all about. Oh, Maurice, I'm sorry that we didn't get to you to answer your question. You can call me. Give me 5 minutes to get out of the studio for the Van Wees. You can call me at 687-8161. 687-8161. And the Van Wees are here. They got two thumbs up, a big two thumbs up. He's reaching higher. He's reaching higher. Two thumbs up for this great weekend. We want to thank you for being with us, and we'll be back with you next week. God bless everyone.